You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
You're sorry. How about us?
Yeah, we're pretty sorry, too.
Sorry, excuse me.
Sorry you hurt everybody's feelings each and every morning. Well, we can't help it. If the megas can get away with it, why can't we?
Anyway,
they're out there to hurt people, and all we're trying to do is just pass along the message.
Yeah, we're here to help everybody.
Yes,
we don't want to hurt anybody.
That's it. That's packaging it in a way that sells.
Spinning it. Yeah. Good morning.
All right. Well, hey, good morning to everyone out there today.
Happy Wednesday, John Peterson.
Yes, it's the third day now past my birthday. So
celebrating, though, all week long.
We're still thinking about it. Yeah. And my wife's birthday as well. We can't forget that. She had her birthday on Tuesday.
We didn't mention that yesterday, did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you do anything special?
We went to the movies and saw Superman.
How was it?
The new Superman from the Warner Network, the DC Universe, and my family just loved the movie. Just loved it.
You included?
She wants to own that movie now.
Really buy it?
That's how we decide whether we like a movie or not. We're going to buy the 4K version of it. Yes, indeed. You know, we're tired of depending on reruns or streaming networks to play these movies. We're going to have the movies ourselves, watch them when we want to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have them forever.
So you like the movie?
I like the movie, yeah.
Big thumbs up?
Kind of a thumbs up, yes.
Kind of.
Why kind
not
of?
Not a big thumbs up.
Really?
I'm a little jaded now with all of this stuff, but sometimes I don't think you really need to explain a lot about Superman. You know, but that's what they did in the movie. There were kind of, you know, little background things that
backstory
they mentioned. I'm thinking, we know Superman. This is like, you know, if you're going to a Superman movie, you got to have some information already.
Did they have a Lois Lane? Did they have a Jimmy Olsen? Did they have Perry White?
They did.
Yeah?
Yeah, Perry White was played by a black guy.
Huh. Okay.
And Jimmy Olsen, cute character, interesting character. I liked him.
Yeah?
Here's the thing that I just loved in the movie, and I was laughing out loud in the theater at the time. In fact, my wife was too. You know, I have a Kraken. I have a Border Collie.
Right.
A little over 2 years old now. Completely uncontrollable. Not like the two previous Border Collies that were male. This is a female, and boy, completely out of control. Yeah. We have tried. We're really good at training Border Collies, but not this time. And every time, once in a while, we sit around the house, we're thinking, yeah, she's a good girl. She's a good girl. And then we kind of, we slant off and going, well, she's not that good. And I guess she's not a really good dog. So we say that. Well, she's not that really a good dog. And then Superman said the same thing about Krypto.
No kidding. In the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wasn't real a fan of Krypto, huh?
No.
What did the dog do that was so...
Could you check and see what the dog's name is? You know, I can't... It's not Krypto, is it? Because it's the crypto coins.
It is crypto. You're right.
Okay.
It is crypto.
All right. I feel uncomfortable.
You're exactly right.
I feel uncomfortable saying crypto. I'm just going to let everybody know I don't like saying crypto. It is a con. It is used by thieves.
Okay.
But okay, anyway, Krypto is a CGI dog in this movie, and it is just as cute as hell. It is completely out of control. It is just like my Border Collie.
Really?
Power.
No kidding.
So, yeah. It's amazing. And when they said, is not really a good dog. We just broke up because that's how we describe her.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was great.
So
was
good great. Movie and a big thumbs up from you.
Not a big thumbs up, but a thumbs up nevertheless.
Moderate thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in focus?
Oh, yeah.
How was the sound?
I forgot to mention that. The sound was good.
Okay.
It was Dolby, you know.
Yeah, whatever the latest is.
You get any popcorn? No.
Whatever.
Any food?
Yeah, it was a popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big problem in our family.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
We can never get one of our Gen Zers out of the house on time, so we're always kind of really late. Even though we're still in the preview section, you know, the previews are still up.
Yeah.
But we never get there in time to stand in line to get the popcorn. We get free popcorn because we're members of Marcus Club.
Mm.
So we get the free popcorn. We just never make it in on time to stand there and get the damn popcorn. And we mentioned that last night. Can we ever get here early just to have the popcorn? They're now they're complaining to me that they're not getting the popcorn. They're the ones that are at fault. I'd take the popcorn any day of the week. I'd get there early if I could.
Yeah. Well, you have enough cars now. You could all drive separately and get there when you
want. Yeah, this is insane. Three cars? Who the hell am I? Oh, man.
Did you take the new car last night to the movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to try out the back seats where the kids sit.
Okay.
They liked it.
Yeah?
Man, it's very comfortable. What a comfortable car.
Did you drive it here this morning?
I did.
Oh, all right. Well,
I actually saw it for the first time. John got locked out.
We
so.
Should run out and take a picture.
I left my card, my key card for the door in the other car, the Prius.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But it's wonderful. I mean, I have it on high tension. I don't know what they really call it. But
high tension.
You can set the car to generate a lot of electricity with a little more higher tension or friction. So when you take your foot off the accelerator, it really slows down dramatically because it is creating more friction in order to create and generate electricity.
Yeah,
charge the battery. I got here on like 4 miles worth of energy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty good.
And you can accelerate quickly.
Wow. Yes, can I?
Can you? Can you peel out? Have you tried that?
I haven't. I've not tried that. Do you want to try
I'd love to try that.
No, yet.
See what happens.
Well, I'm rethinking. What is you a chance to get behind the wheel?
What does that mean, peeling out? What is that?
I'm a Gen Z-er.
Okay.
Every day.
From a dead stop, slam on the accelerator and it squeals the wheels.
Oh, it's like a donut.
You're peeling the rubber off of the wheel.
Oh, okay. So it's like a donut. Out. You're doing a donut?
Well, No.
Peeling. You want to go straight.
You're straight.
Oh, you're just going straight.
You want like a drag race?
A drag race.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And they used to actually peel rubber off their tires.
That's right.
Wow.
Before we had good tires.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Yes, wrapping rubber bands around the tires just to make it a few more miles.
So here it is. It's Wednesday. A little bit later on, we're going to be visiting with Mike McCabe. He'll be in talking about his new article on Substack. And then Judy Davidoff from Isthmus will join us a little bit later.
Interesting article, her editorial on public radio.
I know it. Well, there's a big vote coming up before the Senate on public broadcasting and funding.
Yeah. I mean, they passed that bill.
Right. There's some special fund. There is another
They're going to have another vote on it.
They're having another vote on it, on public broadcast.
I don't know why, but they're going to have another vote. I hope it loses this time.
Well, supposedly there's some GOP senators that may vote for it.
No,
That's what they always say, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a few holdouts. And then they go ahead and pass whatever it is.
Well, we want Native Americans to have public radio out there. And,
well, right.
And you know what? They're going to compromise and not have that.
Well,
they're going to stand up for the Indians,
for the Native Americans,
and that's not going to hold up.
Yeah.
After all.
Well, we'll talk about that and much more with Judy Davidoff when she comes in. And all right. And weather-wise today, we're seeing a little sunshine, but
yesterday was pretty nice.
Today's a different day.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be very warm, very humid, and we're going to get some showers and thunderstorms, looks like, this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And highs in the mid-80s, What does your Samsung WMDX watch tell us as far as the current temperature? I have 70 degrees officially.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
From Charlie Shortino. Yeah.
Yes,
he calls 70. Me up every morning. And
it is 70 degrees. High around 85 and a low tonight around 60.
Okay.
All right.
That's perfect.
But, yeah, thunderstorms are in the mix for this afternoon.
That's right. But still, the sun will set at 8:34.
Okay. Set your chronometers. Okay. So, what else have we got cooking today? Dom, let's get to what is it today?
It is,
today?
Yes. We have what is it today?
What's this going on with, where, is it a thing or not a thing? No, just, that's somebody else's thing.
We're just going to go with it. How about that? It's would you
which
rather.
Would you rather?
Bob from Oconomowoc mentions, John, it's called regeneration when you lift your foot off the accelerator in your EV.
Regeneration.
I'm getting, man. I'm getting the lingo.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Bob. I'll try to remember that. Great help.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you,
Would
Bob.
You rather?
Would you rather? First question, would you rather have every outfit you wear be slightly itchy or slightly too tight? This was a tough one for me.
Slightly too tight. Can't handle the itch.
Yeah. I got to go along with that.
Would be the opposite. I think I would rather have it slightly itchy.
Okay.
I don't know.
Really?
My shirt, the John and Gordy shirt right now, you know, sometimes.
Is it itchy?
Sometimes. I think that's my own fault. I put it in the wash and then kind of,
What did you do to it?
I also cut the tag off. I like to do that. I don't know why I do that.
That may be the point.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
The tag off?
Yeah, I just don't like the feeling of tags.
Sometimes the tag does itch a little bit, and if you cut it off where it isn't really, really short, it has little barbs on it, and it still itches.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Why did I explain that? Send me home.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. Second question: would you rather eat a whole raw chicken or drink a coffee cup full of slugs? I gotta go to bed sooner.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I'm just bowing out of both of those. Are you kidding me?
I'm uncomfortable.
There's not a chance I'm picking anyone.
I'd rather eat the whole chicken. Just, you didn't put a time limit on that. So you could really, you could space it out throughout the day and night.
Yeah. It could keep you a couple days even if you want.
Exactly. But
yeah. I would drink a coffee cup full of slugs. That would be my choice.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Probably.
I'm not going to drink slugs.
We might be tasty. You never know, right? It's a good source of protein.
I think.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Next. You got another question?
Yes. Third and final question. Would you rather be covered in fur or be covered in scales? The sigh by John.
My head
crazy.
Hurts.
I guess fur.
I would do fur too.
Yeah.
Fur is easier. Yeah, scales just would be comfy.
Although it'd be hot and sweaty all the time.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah,
that's terrible.
You have to breathe through your mouth.
Yeah.
Cool off.
Right.
Through your mouth.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
very
just
good.
I'm going to have to get this regeneration. Lift your foot off the accelerator.
Is that really what it's called? Regeneration.
It's regeneration. Yep. Yeah.
When you lift your foot off the accelerator of an EV.
Yep.
Regeneration. Why?
I have it set at the highest level of regeneration. So,
I have no idea what you're talking
about. All right.
About,
well, okay. You'll find out.
Explain it to me.
You'll find out when you get behind the wheel and try.
I'm going to try peeling out right on State Street.
You can't. Turn out of State Street.
See what happens. There's nobody out there. Nobody's. Cops anywhere around here.
But there are pedestrians that you could kill.
Get out of my way. 19 past. Just getting started on a Wednesday with John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ow! Oh! Woo! Twister! I'm back! I'm back! I'm back!
Yeah, we're back.
I'm back.
WMDX 92.7. 92.7.
23 minutes past the hour.
Born in the morning.
Okay. Settle down. We've got sunshine this morning, 70 degrees already, highs in the mid-80s. Look for rain and thunderstorms. Might want to grab that umbrella jet out. Check your windshield wipers.
Your windshield wipers, they're okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their goal is not just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can start out by taking an online hearing test at their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Then set up an appointment. Give them a call, 608-249-4077. That's 608-249-4077. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right.
Okay. So what is happening on this Wednesday morning?
I'm glad you asked. I was just checking the latest news here, and this is I cannot understand how the Supreme Court is reacting to the requests by the Trump administration. Oh.
Sorry. We're really paying attention to you, John.
I know. No one cares anymore what I say.
We just got a text that's kind of funny. I'll read it. It's
you,
from my neighbor.
You want to say it? Just say it. Just say it.
Yeah, it's from my neighbors. They live two doors down. No offense. It's first of all, it says hi.
Yes.
No offense, but we would rather you go back to what happened in history or anything else. Just asking for other listeners.
I refuse on this.
Now, everybody hated the National Day calendar by the time we, you know, deep sixed it.
Well, it seems like we were saying the same things every year.
Yeah. But now you're getting a little blowback on Would You Rather. So how does that feel, Tom?
See, I always wanted to just take a quick look at the National Day calendar just to see if we were missing anything that we should be talking about, like Donut Day. Everybody wants to know about Donut Day because it's an excuse to go out and buy donuts.
Right.
You need excuses to do these things, and National Day calendars often give you that excuse to do what you want to do.
Well,
kind of break down that wall.
Maybe we could combine the two somehow. You know,
maybe.
I mean, right now it's AI Appreciation Day.
Is it? AI.
We missed it.
That's new, and AI we didn't have that last year.
Appreciation Day.
Yeah, this is. I mean, I guess they do. Yeah, they recycle all the time.
Oh man, wow. We are missing it. Well, maybe your neighbors have a point.
Maybe we skip out on it, or maybe we just go for one question. Who knows?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of enjoy it a little bit, but
so
maybe,
National AI
maybe not
Day.
Though. Your neighbors don't like it.
Okay, what are we supposed to do on National AI Day? How do we appreciate AI?
Just make some AI thing up.
Really?
Now,
They're saying AI started way back in 1950 when Alan Turing published Computing, Machinery, and Intelligence. So,
well, I guess you could call anything that has some form of intelligence AI.
Sort of computer.
I don't know if I would do that, but somebody else might.
All right. Well, we're not going to do the National Day calendar, so let's move on.
You're putting your... Okay, you know what? That's your neighbor. As far as
it
I'm concerned, you...
I got to deal with him.
You're going out on the limb. You do your thing, man.
I don't want to piss them off because they'll come over and take the beads off of my gazebo that they gave me from New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want
not
that
good.
Happening.
You don't want to lose those beads.
Finally got it nicely decorated. So nobody's ever seen it but me, but... Okay.
All
right. Back
to saying, you know, they brought it up here.
What?
And, you know, the AI thing.
Yeah.
AI Day. Now, you can't appreciate it if it's used in a way that you can appreciate. But in other ways, it isn't something you can appreciate. Remember, we tried creating a John and Gordy jingle. they didn't work out real well.
Yeah, the jingles didn't sound great.
No, sometimes they had a good idea in them, but it was just really still irritating because it sounded AI-ish. Now, there's a song, right? It's the Trump Epstein Files song that we saw yesterday. I think the video was really cool. It's a great dance number, you know, kind of a 30s dance movie-ish.
Can we play a little bit of that?
Video. What, could we play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay, let's play a little bit of it here.
Have you heard the good word? Trump's gonna get it done. He'll release the Epstein files on day one. The libs will cry when those names are exposed. Trump's gonna see that justice is imposed. What's that? Oh no, he needs a few months. He wants a case airtight, no bumps. His AG Pam Bondi says files on her desk, and MAGA's got binders they can't attest. He's releasing the files to catch all the pedophiles. Never met Epstein or touched any teen.
So
he's draining the swamp
real clean
with Epstein's name off screen.
Okay, there you go. All right.
What's the name of it? Does that have a title to it?
Yeah, that it is. Trump's Epstein Files song. You'll get that on YouTube. It's called Releasing the Files, but I think you use all of that and you'll get the video.
Yeah, that just came out yesterday.
But here's the thing. You know, we listened to it. We watched it.
Yeah.
And the video is kind of fascinating.
Yes.
But I played it last night for my
Gen Z sons. What did they think?
And they hated it.
They
thought
it
was awful.
Why?
They couldn't even stand it.
Really?
They don't like AI at all.
Wow.
They're not tolerating it.
I mean, the video is very impressive, I think.
I thought it was really impressive the way they did that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's just a Gen Z perspective on this.
29 past. When we come back, Idiocracy right on around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Sorry, MAGA friends, it was all just a myth. He's releasing the files to catch all the pedophiles.
No,
never met Epstein or touched any teen.
Lakeshore Drive in Chicago.
Man.
Love that town.
Oh,
I love it.
Love that drive.
Yeah. It's a fantastic drive.
Yeah, it is.
And an incredible song.
Mm-hmm.
And this is John and Gordy in the Morning, by the way, on WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can text us or voice note us as well. But, you know, that song, when it appeared in Guardians of the Galaxy, it freaked me out. Completely
of
freaked
course.
Me out.
Yes.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This song has made it. It's one of my all-time favorite songs.
It's terrific.
Yeah. It's great, too.
Phone lines are open, too. 608-879-8255. We're seeing bright, beautiful sunshine this morning, but we'll get more clouds and some showers and storms on the way this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s today. Right now, 70 degrees, and it's going to feel kind of muggy all day long.
Boy, I wish they'd stop talking about the Epstein list. You know, I just wish they'd stop talking about it.
They're not going to stop anytime soon.
No, actually, I don't want them to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
It's about time. You know, we heard about this list for years.
Exactly.
They ran on this thing.
Right.
And then they take it back.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. Well, Jon Stewart had a comment about that.
Okay.
He's back again, and this is what transpired on The Daily Show. Let's listen.
This guy's been talked about for years. Are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable? You guys ran on it. Remember this?
We need to release the Epstein list. That is an important thing.
This Epstein sex ring operation, I'm not letting it go ever. Ever.
Put on your big boy pants and let us know who the pedophiles are.
And that was before the Trump administration took power. And by the way, they were still hyping the Epstein files after they took power.
We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
President Trump has given a very strong directive, and that's going to be followed.
So people can expect actual movement on this. It's not just empty promises.
Oh, Donald Trump doesn't make empty promises.
All right.
Two of his wives and 10,000 unpaid contractors disagree.
Yeah, that's right. So that's part of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody's going to stop talking about this.
No.
And but Trump said yesterday, go ahead and release the files that have credibility. You know, he told Pam Bondi, it's up to you now.
Yeah.
So he
passing the buck. They tried to blame Pam Bondi right away and dropped it in her lap. But then she, never backed down on this thing. So now she's getting tips from Trump on how to handle this thing. And it's so ridiculous. It's so pathetic.
Yeah.
We know that Trump is on the list 100,000 times, and he is hiding it.
But, the whole thing is credibility.
Release what you want, but nothing with my name on it. Yeah. Might as well have said that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Man. Yeah,
they're going to clean up that list.
Yeah.
Before they release anything.
Well, why?
It's just making it worse. Just release it. Let it go.
Well, it wasn't just the Epstein list. Mm. You could extend it to the fact that liberals and woke people were grooming children for sex, right?
Right.
I mean, they went well beyond
the
Epstein list. And they used all of that to attack their opponents.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're backing down, and they want us to just forget about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Not going to happen.
No.
Not at all.
And we had to come up with a little X-Files-ish sounding intro about the Epstein list.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We have to do that, because we're not going to stop talking about it. Not one bit.
Good.
Well, now that we're done talking about it.
For now.
Let's move on to the next subject.
Yeah, turn the page temporarily. We'll get back to the list.
Okay, I started bringing this up, and this is just blowing my mind. I don't know what's happened to a couple of the more liberal justices on the Supreme Court bench. They are going along with the right wingers.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't get that at all.
And again, this is probably on the docket.
Shadow docket.
The shadow docket, and they don't give a reason why. And the only person giving a reason why they're dissenting is Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She's very outspoken on this, and they're acting like, well, she's a little uppity. That's the language. And you know what? It bothers me because she is the one speaking truth to power.
Yes.
In all of this.
Absolutely.
And the Supreme Court, I don't know if you've heard about this, but it was an 8-1 ruling allowing, and this is just outrageous, allowing the president to proceed with reducing the federal workforce on his own. He can do it without Congress.
Right.
And you can't do that. You can't usurp the power of the Congress. You can't do it. And Ketanji Brown is saying you can't do this. She's just trying to get this message out there. Please, will somebody listen to me,
Well, that's it. Yes.
She says here, well, the court stated, because the government is likely to succeed on its argument that the executive order and memorandum are lawful, why would they succeed in that? And because of the factors bearing whether the grant this stay or not, we're going to grant the application to allow him to do whatever he wants to the U.S. government by executive order.
This given up.
Completely blows my mind.
All right.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is saying, let me see here. This is her comment. At bottom, this case is about whether that action amounts to a structural overhaul that usurps Congress's policymaking prerogatives. And it's hard to imagine deciding that question in any meaningful way after those changes have happened.
Exactly.
So we're making the changes. It's not part of the Constitution. They're just giving it to them. And we've got two liberal justices on the bench going along with this.
Yeah, I don't understand that
at all. I think
this
is the second time they've gone along with something like this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, we've got the voice in the wilderness, Ketanji Brown Jackson, saying something about it, mm-hmm. saying what we all think out here in the hinterlands. I mean, we're not law professors. We don't know the law, but we know the Constitution says that Congress has this particular power.
Exactly. We'll have to discuss this with Jim Santel tomorrow. This should be at
that's
the top
true.
Of the list.
This should be right at the top of
the
list.
He'll join us tomorrow on the show.
Well, that's just outrageous, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy.
All right. Well, speaking of judges and justices, a candidate to become a federal judge is refusing to reject the idea that Trump should serve a third term. Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General Emil Bovey submitted a questionnaire to a Senate panel in order to be considered for a lifetime appointment as a federal judge. In the questionnaire, he declined to deny the possibility of Trump serving a third term as president.
No kidding.
Yeah. It says here, as a nominee in the Third Circuit, it would be not appropriate for me to address on how the amendment would apply in an abstract hypothetical scenario. Wait a minute. It's not so hypothetical. It's not so abstract because Trump has talked about it. He's brought it up. He's talking about it ad nauseum.
Yeah, the third term, that went into effect after FDR.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was a long time ago. I mean, it's been established.
Well,
it's in the Constitution.
They're looking at it as though if it isn't consecutive, that he can serve another term.
Well, that's crazy.
Well, you know, who knows, right? Who knows? Oh, man.
So in theory, Obama could run again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, he can.
Since it's not consecutive, if you want to do that, you know, if you want to go around it that way.
Right.
So.
But we need somebody younger, more progressive to be in the presidential situation. Okay, let's move on to that. Trump administration exposed as liars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a call.
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's get to this. This is Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, I missed the first part of the show this morning. But have you guys talked about the 500 metric tons of emergency food that Trump has ordered to be incinerated?
No.
Rather than shipping out, I caught that story last night. That apparently it's. My understanding, when I saw it quickly last night, because I was pretty ticked off when I read it, but apparently it's sitting in a warehouse in Dubai, and it was originally supposed to go to Afghanistan to feed starving children there or starving people there, but apparently Trump has decided that, well, we're not going to ship it out, and now apparently it's reaching its supposed expiration date. So rather than shipping it out, you know, and getting to people to feed them, they're actually going to incinerate it, and it's going to cost us, you know, well in excess of $100,000 to destroy it.
Yeah, that was outrageous. I saw that story too. We were going to have it on the show, but you have just broached that subject. That is 500 metric tons of emergency food aid, enough to feed 1.5 million malnourished children for a week. And it's going to be incinerated tomorrow. Is that tomorrow or today now, rather than be distributed?
It's probably today. I mean,
probably today.
I left a message at Ron Johnson's phone and said, you know, what the hell are you going to do about this? Should actually be screaming bloody murder about that, but of course they're not going to be. And it just shows the heartlessness and just complete. I don't know.
It's a
lack of humanity.
It's just criminal that. The food is just going to be destroyed.
You know what they're destroying? High-energy biscuits intended for children under five living in war and disaster zones are currently being stored in a warehouse in Dubai. The sheer scale of waste is unprecedented. Despite repeated assurances from the administration not to eliminate food aid, U.S. warehouses around the world currently house 60,000 tons of food, including peas and cereal, originally bound for famine-stricken Sudan, which the administration is now unable to deliver, even if it wanted to, after gutting USAID and firing logistical experts. That's what the story says.
There you go.
I know. I saw this story, too. My heart just dropped. I can't understand this. This, you know, just the story alone would sink a presidency.
Right.
Would normally have sunk a presidency.
Yeah.
This is just another story.
And the fact they don't have a choice now that USAID doesn't really exist
anymore.
It
doesn't exist, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that Trump should have just disobeyed Trump's orders and just said, we're shipping it out.
Yeah.
The damn consequences.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, brothers.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. Thank you. All right, 6:48, this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. They have extended their 4th of July sales event through the end of the month. You can transform your bedroom into a haven of relaxation with their adjustable bed frames now available at unbeatable discounts of 30 to 50% off. Check out the B9. That's the next level of luxury. You can save a generous $200 on your purchase of that. Check it out at verlo.com or stop in at their east side location or west side location, verlo.com.
This is your chance to get an adjustable bed frame.
Yes, don't miss it. Okay, 6:48, coming right back with John and Gordy in the morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Goose-stepping mama on the cover chart. Goose-stepping mama, taken by and large. While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Step mama. Oh, yeah. Step mama.
Yeah, baby. WNDX. John and Gordy in the morning. It's another fantastic day in the capital city, Madison. Beautiful. State Street looks as clean as it ever was. They send the buffers out, and the streets are shiny.
Yes.
I don't know if that's good in a rainy day, but, you know.
Yeah, and the leaf blower guys, I'm sure they've been out there taking care of the leaves.
Sure they have.
6:53. Yeah, sunshine this morning, but showers and thunderstorms for this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. And now it's time for us to check in with Judy Davidoff from Isthmus. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
We're just checking on something here. The Senate voted by a razor-thin margin late last night to actually advance on a package of funding. This is all about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and they're aimed at clawing back $1.1 billion previously allocated to the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. And there's some other provisions in there. So they're going to continue the debate, apparently, on this.
Right.
At least for now.
I see that now, too.
So, you know, the whole thing here is based on the fact that media has become so political. I mean, there's so many media outlets now that you really don't need NPR anymore or federal funding for it. You know, we can go any place we want for the media that we prefer. So let's get rid of NPR and just, you know, go with all the alternative podcasts and Breitbart and, you know, all the ones that people are depending on more now than ever
Joe
before.
Joe Rogan.
Yes,
yeah.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So,
you had an article in the recent Isthmus here that just came out a few days ago. What's your take? What's your take on it?
Yeah, after all the interviews that you've done and the coverage you're doing on public radio, tell us what you've come up with.
Yeah, well, I focused pretty narrowly, at least in this column, on the recent cuts at Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, they announced that for pretty popular, longstanding programs. Yeah, we're going to be cut, including To the Best of Our Knowledge and Zorba Pastor on Your Health.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think some people were kind of shocked, but, in talking to Sarah Ashworth, who's at the helm of WPR now, she talked, it's really not just the looming cuts at the federal level. It's also about how people's listening habits have changed. And so, one of the, I think it was Anne Strangchamp from to the best of our knowledge, who said, do you know anyone who has a radio still? Of course I do. Yeah. And I know, you know, some people do, but yeah, there are so many people who are just, you know, going, listening to things, online. Sure. You know, that cuts into the bottom line of public media.
It does.
Yeah.
It did. You know, I listen to those programs many times. They're weekend programs and they're just fantastic. You know, I mean, you just can't believe that they would cut something like that. And now, with the possible cuts, the clawbacks of funding, I can't imagine what's going to happen to all of these stations. You know, a lot of these public stations are all through the state and they cover certain areas, geographic areas that people can't get other media from. So this is really truly an important time in history. This could be it. This could be the way it completely clears out all the public radio stations in this country. It's not all of them, but you know, just
it's very concerning.
Just a few will be left. So
I mean, and then you know, there's money for these emergency alerts. Right. You know, that originate at least with public media. It's very, very concerning and very unfortunate because, of course, you know, we get great news reporting out of, you know, both NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, as well as, you know, the others.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the great stories you have in here is downtown Madison fills out. I mean, this is really fantastic. You know, I took a walk down State Street, three or four months ago, and a lot of storefronts were empty. But they're filling up fast, 26 new businesses opening up.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
No, it's quite a turnaround. I mean, anyone who was around, you know, 5 years ago, the combination of COVID and, you know, some of the protests that did result in vandalism, you know, stores were boarded up and people, of course, weren't going out during that time. And, you know, there really has been, I don't know about a renaissance, but people have been working very hard to get people back in the stores. Foot traffic, tourism is booming. You know, I think I think it's still recognizable, the difference at lunchtime, at least for those of us who work downtown, that a lot of the office workers have not returned. So there's a little bit of a different vibe around the Capitol, I think, around lunchtime.
You know, the store I really miss is that Sacred Feather Hat store. That went out years ago.
I thought downtown was going to die after that left.
I love that place.
I know.
It was an institution.
It was. Everybody went in there just to see what kind of hat they could wear, right?
Well, they had a great selection, too.
Sad to see that one go.
Well, we only have a minute left here, Judy, but I do want to mention there's another article that's really in the news right now. Duplex the right thing, city officials urge. So there's been some talk on that, and I think they've pushed that forward now.
Yeah, I believe that all passed last night.
Last night. But Judy,
I believe so.
Judy, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
It's a great issue. Another great
one. Thank you so much.
All right.
Isthmus comes out the first Thursday of every month, and that's when we try to talk to Judy right after it comes out. After a few days, and we appreciate her being with us. We'll come back with more of John and Gordy, and in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.